Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. God damn it. Paul, call in right now if you can hear me. I need you to call in immediately, my brother. Because, God damn it, I don't want to even get started if I can't be heard and the nigga ain't called in. So, God damn it. You know what? Hold on one second. Back on Denatra, loud and clear. You can hear. Okay. That was 10:29. Okay, that's 1 minute ago. All right, goddammit. So just fuck it. It's the motherfucking problem. Okay, maybe I ain't gonna get no calls in because maybe they can't hear me. I don't know. Vlog Talk be doing this shit. It don't be my computer. Sometimes it be my computer, but not, you know, not now. To me, you gotta understand. Paul, nigga, you better tell me you get where you at.
Yeah,
you
can
hear
right
me,
ahead.
Man?
Yeah, I can hear you clear.
All right, then get off the phone, man, unless you got a question.
And I'm saying, man, the last time, man, I've been going over the course, man. And
man,
it's
hold on, man. Hold on. You got to ask me a question. I don't want to fucking hear no whole bunch of background shit because I already know that. Whatever the fuck you're going to say, you know I already know.
Yeah.
So what is your question?
I mean, it's the thing, though. You know, I'm experiencing it more, so I'm really wanting to get more of what you, because the last time I was talking about the aura, and I don't even be, you know how I am, I don't even really be spitting nothing. My aura is catching now, and I didn't
so what's your
know
question?
How that works. How does that work?
Hey, listen to me. Since you've been asking me about aura, do you know how to spell it? Do you know how to spell it?
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
A-U-R-A.
No, A-U-R-A. So what I'm saying is this. Now that you know
that's
how to spell it. Listen, Paul. Now that you know how to spell it, why don't you fucking look it up to see what an aura is? Because your perception of an aura is never going to work because you can't use an aura. You either have it or you don't. You trying to understand how to use it and this, that, and the other? I done told you, motherfucker, being who you are, wherever you go. People don't, if that's the case, be like whatever the word is, drifted, or they're just going to be magnetic towards you. That's your aura working. It does not, I'm going to go in here, so let me use my aura. You can't do that. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Do you understand what I'm telling you as far as why you're having the problems you're having?
As far as why I'm trying to figure out how to, yeah, it says there. Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Hopefully that helps you, goddammit. That's my nigga. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I'm going to fuck with him like that every time. See, what I'm saying is this. You have to challenge yourself. You can't be a mundane motherfucker that just simply accept life. You fucking gotta challenge yourself. Because we living in a time where everything thrives on being combative. In anything that's supporting what you believe. Think about this. Most of you motherfuckers was bred under, all you got to do is put on a uniform and you're going to get a trophy at the end of the goddamn year. Why? Because you played, not because you came in first, second, or third. No, because everybody wins. There's no such thing as competition. Hold on. Hold that point. 630, what's up?
What's going on, OG? I just let you know the number not up on the YouTube.
Wait a minute, man. Hold on. I don't know when the fuck that number ain't up because I got it. Ain't. I'm sorry, brother. It ain't up.
And
my
I just
bad.
Wanted to tell you thank you, man.
Thank you, me for what?
Because, man, I've been standing on my nuts lately. Things been going my way. I'm about to travel cross country, do what I love to do, man. So I got to tell you thank you.
All right, brother. I appreciate you, man. Believe me, I really do. Okay. That's 630. Okay. So listen to me, fellas, and understand this goddamn shit. You got to understand, man. I come on here because I really, really want to. And I also come on here to drum up support. Because, goddammit, how the fuck am I going to be able to do this shit if you motherfuckers don't support me? Because you guys listen to this shit, which I ain't mad at you. But you listen to this shit. You learn what you learn, whatever that is. And I'm saying, goddamn, man, my school can only do so much as support me. But if ain't nobody really... you know, dealing with my shit. I got a lot of shit on my fucking site besides my school that you can support. So why don't you start thinking about it, man, so that I can continue to bring you this goddamn shit. Because when I'm finna fuck with you today, you really need this. And I'm doing this freely. See, just think about it, this goddamn shit. Most of you motherfuckers was raised under this 21st century man shit. And you don't really deal with competition well. So you don't compete. Now, where does that place you on the combative scale? Because what I'm saying is everything thrives today on being combative. Or promoting some sort of combative situation just because you wanted to buy a pair of shoes. Think about it. Where does that place you? See, are you able to muster up what it takes to verbally deal with a combative person, i.e. a woman? Bad attitudes and warmongers are everywhere you look now. War on anything that disagrees with what the fuck they think. Now, I'm trying to tell you, you motherfuckers don't even give a fuck what war is. Just like I told my brother, man, if you can't spell aura, how the fuck can you have a goddamn intelligent conversation about it? If you don't know what aura means because you looked it up, how the fuck can you have an intelligent conversation about it? I'm just saying. Shit is real. Whatever the fuck motherfucker do, they don't know what they talking about. Because do you know what war is? See, most people see war as a battle between foes. And one of them wins and one of them loses. That, my friends, is the outcome of war. War is a series of small battles, won or lost, on the battlefields. Now think about it. You're on the battlefield right now. If you use that analogy, you're on the battlefield right now. 701, what's up, bro? All
right, bud. I'm just over listening to your shit, man. I hope you're having a good day, OG.
Brother D, my day is always cool. Long as you call
right, that's
in.
What's up.
Long
that's what's
as
up.
You
I
call
wanna,
in.
Listen. I want to ask you this question, man. You feel me? I hope you fuck with it, though.
And I know you got two more after that, but come on.
Nah, you got your double barrel.
Yes, you do.
Man.
Come on, man.
Nah, listen, I was listening to your other show like 2 days ago. You got into this young man. Y'all got into it. Y'all was arguing back to back, and you was like, you scared of reality. And I just want to know your perspective, man. Why do you think a lot of young men, like, they're scared to face reality, man? If you can touch on that.
Check this out right quick. First of all, you done made me forget where the fuck I was, but I'm finna go ahead on and talk about this because you asked. The reason motherfuckers, and because first, I totally agree and stand behind what the hell you just said, I said, which is a lot of motherfuckers are scared of reality. Because me, when I was 16, no, when I was 13, 12, something like that, and I really liked this girl. And my brother, my older brother, was going with her sister. So I was telling my older brother, man, you know, I like Catherine, man, you know. And he said, well, go up and say something to her. And I said, oh, man. And he slapped the back of my head. Just, oh, man, we had covadises back then. And we used to call it cuffing, where you just form your hand to where you could just fit right on the hook of the back of somebody's head. But he slapped the shit out of me. He said, man, take your ass up there and go say something to her. And I said, I don't know what the fuck to say. Now he did it again. Then he said, nigga, tell her what you just told me. And I had to do it because he stood there. So I went and did it. What I'm saying is, dudes today would rather imagine them doing what I just did. They don't really want to go through what I went through, or as far as getting slapped on the head. So they'll make themselves believe that they can motherfucking do this shit. I face that every day in my class, my group. Initially, after 6 weeks, they ain't like that no more. But what I'm saying is, why they like that is because it's easier for them to accept who they want to think that they are. They want to think of themselves as Jay-Z, maybe not Jay-Z, but I'm saying somebody important in a particular area of rap, if that's the case, acting or whatever, singing. Whatever, anything that makes them a lot of money, except they ain't willing to do what it takes to make a lot of money. This is the goddamn fake. That's why they do it. That's why they ain't going to stop doing it until they come to Sidewalk University and understand that shit you faking about, you can really do. You just ain't trying to do it. Now, all you motherfuckers listening, take that gem, see if it works for you. I ain't scared.
I got another question.
Come on. What did I tell you, D?
Well, you know you got your double barrel Uzi, you got your double barrel Uzi, you got your neck truck, so I gotta be careful.
Listen, come on, man.
Listen, I got two questions, right? I hope you fuck with it. If you don't, then I'm not mad at you. Listen. I want to know, right, like to you as an old pimp nigga back in the day, like to you, if a man went in the game, right, you know, he pimp hoes, woo-woo, this and this, this and this, when he left the game and now he's back, he go back to like a 9-to-5 thing, to you, is that serious fuck to you? And my other question is, I want to know, why do you think, like, a lot of men, right, when a woman leaves them, Like, they can't let it go. Sometimes they even could be suicide. All type of crazy shit, man. Is there a way you can fuck with those questions?
First of all, I want all you guys to know that as I predicted, this motherfucker was going to have two more questions. And now he didn't ask them. And I'm going to answer each of them, but ask me each of them again, one at a time.
Okay. Okay. I say, if a man go in the game, he pinpose like a pimp. He go in the game,
okay,
he pinpose, he pinpose.
You said a man going to do what?
He go in the game to be a pimp. He go in the game like he was in the game back in the day.
He wasn't a game.
In the game, G-A-M-E.
Oh, in the
game.
Like
pimp.
Okay, he
yes.
wasn't in the game.
Yes. A man,
okay, go ahead.
You know I'm African. Okay, he go in the game. He pimp hoes, and then he decides to leave the game. And once he leave the game, he go back to 9 to 5. To you, is that shit silly as fuck?
No, I mean, it's not. I mean, if he want to go work for, you know, some gardener that have him doing gardens and shit 9 to 5, I mean, that would be kind of looked down on. But a motherfucker in the game, 9 to 5 is legal activity. It doesn't really designate to a person in the game. 9 to 5 don't really designate a particular job. It just designates that you are doing something legal. When you say, oh, man, I'm on that 9 to 5. It don't mean you go report. It mean you might have started something and, you know, you're doing a regular business and it has business hours. May not be 9 to 5, maybe whatever they are. But 9 to 5 is a saying that represents business hours for a square.
I want to tell you why I asked you that question. The reason I asked that question, man, the reason I asked that question because, nigga, every time sometimes I see myself, I say, damn, this nigga bud, man, this nigga went in the game and this nigga's just sitting down. And doing this thing, motherfucker loves him making money. To me, that shit is super dope, man. But go ahead and answer my other question. Or you may ask it again.
What is the other question? Ask it.
My other question is, because I be watching TV, news, and shit, like a woman, she leave a man. And I want to know, why do you think it's hard for a lot of men to let it go, like when a woman leave them? Because I be seeing some men, they commit suicide. They end up killing their children because the woman leave them. Why do you think it's hard for them to just let it go and move on?
Because they have been lying to themselves all their lives, and they think certain things shouldn't or whatever going to happen to them. And when it does, they blow a gasket. So that's why I keep telling you guys, you don't supposed to focus on one woman. You're supposed to focus on women. And when you learn women, not a woman, when you learn women, you'll be able to choose your mate better because you know about all kinds of women. You know this, that, and the other. You've seen it. You've learned it. You've dated it. You've experienced it. Now you're ready to choose who you want to fuck with, and based on your library of knowledge, this is the one. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, and I'm about to say this, and I believe you're going to agree. You always say one woman is close to none. Am I right about that?
Hey, yes, you're right. One is too close to none.
And I got a last question.
Oh, my God, the motherfucker got 4 questions. Come on.
No, I'm going to answer this question. Listen, I be wondering, by the way, I just want to say, man, I be at work, I see fuck with your old shit, and I see fuck with your new shit. I'm like a B200. But listen. My last question is, right?
Come on, man.
What's up?
Ask your question.
I know you got motherfuckers in line. Listen, I always wonder, because you say when your pops, the way he raised you, like you said, your pops, when he used to ask you a question, it was like, boy, you better not be wrong. My question is, like, when he used to ask you a question, and you try your best to be right, was you, like, never nervous and shit like that? You get what I'm saying? Like, damn, I got to be right. You
listen. Some way, my father knew that if we could stand the pressure that he put on us, he would not have to worry about us. Every single thing he said that involved your name had you trembling. And I wouldn't change that for nothing.
Oh, that man, nigga, I can't believe you said that.
That nigga had you using your motherfucking head. You better not say, I don't know. If you say, I don't know, you're getting a whooping. But if you hump your shoulders, you know, if you hump your shoulders like you don't know, you're getting a beating. We knew all that shit. And we dealt with all that shit every motherfucking day. Because my daddy wasn't playing. If you don't, he say, boy, you didn't even try. When you say, I don't know. They had all kind of ways to beat your ass. Maul. I, you know, like when an animal maul you. What I'm saying is we used to call, it was a punishment that daddy had, and we used to call it mauling you. He would maul your head, or he would maul your back, or shoulder, or your leg. But what I'm saying, what he would do is ball his fists up and press it against whatever he mauling real hard and move it around. Let me tell you something, man, that fucking shit hurt.
I thought so.
I'm just saying, man. We were scared to death of our dad. Plus, let me tell you something else. When I got older, I was asking, why did you want us so scared of you? And he said, boy, if you wasn't scared of me, when you walked out the door, who in the hell would you be scared of? And it made hell of sense to me then. He said, that's why so many of your friends dead. They ain't scared of nothing. They don't know there's a limit. They don't know they could only go this far. Well, I'm saying, boy, do you know that? Yeah, sir. Because that's what we used to say. Yeah, sir. No. My daddy was a motherfucker, man.
I appreciate you. You can throw me back in the queue, man. You feel me?
You know it, bro. Hey, 678, I really appreciate you holding on this long, man. What's up?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Roosevelt?
I'm good, brother.
Okay, I just had a question, man. I'm not necessarily going through anything, but
yes,
I want to
know. Yes, you are. You know you are, admitted.
Yes, sir. But how can I get females that I really want, you know what I'm saying? Because I like, and I go hard, you know what I'm saying? I be.
Wait. The first thing you got to understand when you talk to a person like me, mm-hmm. you already show why you can't get the bitch you really want. Because you can't even ask the question and let the motherfucker answer it. You got to ask the question and explain all about it, blah, 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 so I can understand. Motherfucker, the question is the question. How can a motherfucker get the motherfucker that he wants? And you know what that answer is?
What is that?
Be desirable. You got to be the motherfucker that's desirable. You can't be thirsty. You can't be like all these other motherfuckers saying some kind of rhyme-ass bullshit. You can't be no fake, fraudulent motherfucker that the bitch didn't spoke to 700 times before you, because that's what everybody say.
Yeah.
Man, they spot you a mile away, bro. That's why at Sidewalk University, I teach you how to talk to a bitch, not at her. All you motherfuckers make that mistake. You be talking at the bitch. And that's what everybody do. As soon as you do it, they see who you are, and the guards come up, and you can't get in. Hey, you know why they probably do it? Because 10,000 motherfuckers before you tried what you trying.
With the same shit.
And all of them did the same thing. Because they don't know how to talk to a bitch. Not at her. Come on, man. Sidewalk University is real. Now think about it. If you learn just that, how much would it help your fucking life? I'm saying there's 10,000 things you're going to learn fucking in Sidewalk University. because Sidewalk University teaches you how to learn shit through life experiences. Which, are you going to stop having experiences because you graduated? No. You just going to learn from each one, whereas before, you just was having experiences. It's different. Mm-hmm. It's a big difference. You feel me?
That's real. Yeah, that's real.
Get at me, bro. Get
all
at
right,
me.
I'm
209, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. What's up?
Yeah, I had a question. I don't know if you went into it in depth. I was on the phone, but what's the difference between talking to a woman and at a woman?
Then what I'm saying is you want all these motherfuckers that's paying me to just give me money that I'm going to give you for free.
Okay, I understand. Salute to you, brother.
All right. So what I'm saying, you guys, you got to understand. First of all, what I'm trying to represent is why what I have to say and what I represent is so important to your very existence. The way society have, like, chopped men's nuts off to deal with women have you severely handicapped. Severely. They would rather you release the power of being a man and accept the fucked up position women say they have risen above. First, I'm saying, how can that be? How can women be doing the right thing when they're doing the exact thing men were guilty of doing? They're persecuting you for being a man. They don't want you to be a man. Now, of course, what they really want is to have the equality of being a person of whatever intellect or whatever ability this person has. And they don't want to be looked at as far as a woman. Like, they don't, you don't never really look at a dude doing what he's doing as a dude. Oh, that's a dude. Then if you see a dude driving a tractor, oh, dude, that's a dude driving. You see a woman doing it, damn, look at that bitch driving that tractor. I mean, it's just, that's the way it is. So my point, men, us, you, did go overboard. And is guilty when it comes to what women's worth is of undermining women. We're guilty. Okay. But that was 300 or 400 fucking years ago. And according to women, since they, you know, haven't gotten their strength, ain't letting it happen again. But is the way to not let it happen again to keep trying to put men down for being men? No. If it was bad for us to do it to you, it's bad for you to do it to us. So, I'm with that. I'm progressive in that point. But what women have done is won't pay back. So nothing other than total submission is acceptable. Now, I, for one, will not submit. That's why I have, you know, who I have. Now, I will admit there's a lot of goddamn work to be done in that area. The responsibility of being restrained or refined, adhering to the notion women are worth what they've battled for. Now, there's a responsibility that comes with that. Just because we're admitting or accepting, yeah, we was fucked up, don't mean you supposed to stop being a woman. Most of you motherfuckers You battle and deal with women shit just to get some goddamn pussy. Now, if you are a great commander, you're going to make sure your troops celebrate any and all victories. And you honor those who gave their all in getting that fucking victory. Most times war is life or death. The war we're in is not necessarily life or death, not that type of war. But it's still war, and there will be casualties. There will be casualties because you're going to allow time to pass until whatever I offer is over. Then you're going to ask if I can see my way to extend it for you. And at that point, you're a casualty of being indecisive. And you're indecisive because of how unsure you are about being you, a man. You're unsure because you've allowed yourself to go for what society is forcing down the 21st century man's throat. Do not believe you can't stand on your nuts. Do not believe you can't stand on your nuts and have a loyal woman, a loyal today thinking woman. I know why you guys are so slow. I mean, check this out. Who the fuck do you talk to every day? You ever think about that? I bet you believe you are what you eat. So why aren't you are who you hang out with or who you talk to each day? I know I am. I rarely speak to Beta or Charlie men. I certainly don't fellowship with motherfuckers like that. When, you know, the fellas and I shoot the shit, we joke around, but what we don't do is support any bullshit. If either one of us brought some bullshit to the conversation, it would get smashed by my partners. Why don't you understand? Unless you hang out with the real deal, you hanging out with fakes. Take this seriously. You need to stop hanging around with, I'm just saying you got to stop hanging around with these motherfuckers, to use a phrase from Steve Dean, these cupcaking motherfuckers. I mean, unless you want to be a baker. Now, let's just talk about something else right quick. Resources. I can't stand talking to people that's not intelligent. And what makes you not intelligent is that you don't try to talk to me about resources and don't even have a firm definition of what resources are. Unless you do. But do you realize what a resource is? And if you do, do you use your resources wisely? I'm just saying, you shouldn't even want to answer that question without checking to be sure you know what the fuck resource means. A resource is a source of help. A source of backup or a supply of something or an avenue that you could use to find information out. Now, with that definition in mind, again, do you use your resources wisely? You know, my fucking, you know, panel should light up. You know, because do you use your resources wisely? I mean, you know if you do or don't. I don't know. What I'm saying is I'm a plethora of information, and I'm willing to share the shit with you, all of you. But, and this is a hell of a but, do you utilize or scrutinize this valuable information that I'm giving. You see, I keep looking over here because I'm looking to see, do I have any callers? I got four motherfuckers that was on here already. What I'm saying is, see, that's the real question. Do you utilize or scrutinize 602? I think that's a new one. 602, what's up?
Hey, yo, what's happening, Rosebud?
I'm good, brother.
Hey, man, I just wanted to commend you on consistently coming on YouTube, man, and bringing this game to the people, man. I love tuning in and kicking it with you, man.
I appreciate you appreciating it, brother.
Yes, sir. Hey, I got one more question, man. When are you going to finish that Kings series you had on your YouTube with the
hey,
video?
Bro,
it's
listen,
like a
you know what? I wasn't the producer of that. Andre Nicotina was the is the producer of that. And I heard he's working on it, but he haven't shot me nothing, so I can't answer that.
It goes so hard, man. I'm tuned in, waiting on it, man. It's like a power to me. You know what I'm saying?
All right, brother. Be cool.
I like.
Okay. What I'm saying, I'm willing to share what I know. But if you're not going to utilize it, you know, what good is this information to you? What good am I doing by continually spitting it? See, that's the real question. You know, I got all these things I've done, the MP3s I made when I first, I'm talking about like whatever, 15, 20 years ago. Who would have thought after all these years the MP3s would be really what's selling for me now? Conversation tools and mentality tools. A lot of these dudes here called me and that's all they bought. Some of them bought all of them for the deal, you know, and some of them, you know, bought them a few at a time. But they are dope. And, you know, I guess I thought that the motherfuckers would sell because my big point is I could have made these in 1920. And I could have used 1920s language. And I could have been talking about whatever the fuck, you know, as far as transportation was, you know. Man, I drove as fast as I can, 22 miles an hour, blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying, what? Man, they drive. No, it was in 22. They didn't have horsepower like we got now. But I'm saying, you could have listened to the shit in 22, and it would be relevant now. Because being a man don't change. How to be a man don't change. Times change. Styles of clothing, styles of cars, progress and all that change. But being a man, how to do it, that ain't changing. So what I'm saying is, I thought after all this goddamn time these motherfuckers would sell, because I knew they're timeless. It might take 20 years for them to sell. But they're timeless. After all, they were the first thing I did when I thought I could, you know, get fat from this internet. The first thing, it wasn't Sidewalk University. First thing I did was MP3s. Even though I didn't get fat, it didn't mean I wouldn't. That's why I always check my abadabba output. Checking your output is something as important as having hoes is to a pimp. To be a real pimp, you got to be calling all the shots. Your women, all of them got to be in pocket. Your traps got to be proper. And you ain't never, you know, if you have, you ain't never not having women. Nor are you ever going to need to borrow any money? Unless it's like till you get home. Nigga, I'm Google, we out here, blah, blah, blah. You know, let me get 2,000, blah, 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 till I get home. All right, nigga. Something like that. his wardrobe straight. Nigga jeweled up, his ride straight, hair done, clothes neat. And he got a gang of friends like that. And all them motherfuckers got respect for him. See, he's also got fakers who hate his pimping guts. And add that to the popo, you know that. Admire the hell out of the motherfucking Abba cue this motherfucker displays. If you check yes on all these things, you have approximately 25% of what the fuck you need to roll properly. But you got the means to get the rest. Man, I'm just saying, age is something. And I fucking, well, I just guess it got its good points and its bad points. Nobody called in to get at me, you know, about what I was asking. I'm just saying, you know, you guys, you want to, oh, fuck. You want to be down, but you don't want to get down. You got to get down to be down. I mean, I guess, you know, shit has its good points and the bad points, as does everything in life. And I'm on the good side of it most times, but there are times the bad side of it. 631, I see you just popped up. What's up?
Hey, what's happening, bud? I guess I got to go with the thought of saying to you, man, I just want to tell you at one time the one that you did on Tragedy a couple years ago. It really worked for me, and it touched me because I lost my father during that time span. And when you did that video, man, it just hit home to me, and it helped me really stand on dealing with that tragedy at that time.
Hey, well, good, brother, that I had, you know, any kind of help for you in that time of need. But the thing is, even though that was whatever amount of time ago, that video is still mm-hmm. dope for you right now. Everything I'm talking about is a continuation of life, and you could use it for that tragedy, the next tragedy, whatever. Why? Because you know it's coming from me, my heart. I'm being real. I ain't trying to take no money from you. All this shit I do is free. My school and shit, I do charge for. But anything you hear on videos, anything you get from these videos, is freely given. And if I helped you, bro, especially in that time, I'm really cool you called in about it.
Yes. Yeah, that's been on my mind for a long time to actually get through to you and actually tell you that, you know.
Well,
that was like 3 years
ago. Now you did, and I'm glad you did. It's just as impactful now as it would have been then. All right, I got
okay.
a few people on, man. Who is it? 216. What's up?
Bud, what's up? I just tuned in. I heard you say nobody calling in about a question you asked. I'm trying to – I called in immediately. What? I didn't get the question, though.
Well, man, I didn't say it so much. I don't even remember what the question is. But let's see. Let me go back. Shit, man. Well, I mean – I was saying, to be real about this game, you got to be calling all the shots. So, all the shots. Do you know what that means? Let's say...
Yeah, like giving all the directions.
Wait. Are you a pimp, nigga?
Yeah, I'm a pimp.
Okay. So, are you calling all the shots?
100%.
Now, bro, listen to me. If you're a pimp, you are. I ain't saying you are or you not. But I'm going to ask you some shit that I know pimps do. And I know what a motherfucker be thinking as far as these answers go. So I'm sure going to be judging your answers, bro. All right? So let's go. Let's go, man. I believe you're telling the truth, so I just want people to hear it. First and foremost, you got to be calling all the shots, right? Okay. All them women in pocket, right?
Right.
Now, what's in pocket to you?
Have my motherfucking money and not looking at, you know, doing getting distracted.
Okay, I'll go with that. Now, so far, so good. What do you do when you go to a new town with them bitches?
Shoot, I put them down on the first thing, on the first motherfucking intersection.
So what I'm saying is, you ever look for a track with them?
No.
Never.
I'm not with them, no. I'm putting them down on the first intersection. I'm going to ride that motherfucker myself.
Bro,
though,
I ain't asking for no explanation. I'm asking you some questions.
Come on.
That nigga said come on. Check game, man. Now, as far as that go, you saying, no, you don't find no tracks for bitches, right?
Right.
Okay, your wardrobe straight.
Yes, sir.
Jewels in your ride straight.
All of the above, yes, sir.
And when you leave your crib or whatever, your hair and everything is good, caught.
I ain't leaving if it ain't.
And you got a gang of Abadaba Q, which is Pimpin, friends.
Yes, sir.
And they all got respect for you.
Yes, sir.
Now, lastly, you also got motherfuckers who hate your goddamn ass, huh?
Yeah, majority of the world, yeah.
And now this is a real crucial one. Add all of this to the fact that you got admiration. They admire you from the popo. Then they know you pimping.
Right.
Now, I don't believe that last one because you said that real weak. But I believe everything else. Now, what I'm saying is some cities and towns, ain't no police going to like you. But in Hollywood, in New York, those types of cities, the police know a real pimp is the least of their problems. And once they designate you in their mind as a real pimp, as long as you ain't doing nothing foul, you can't ride dirty, you can't get caught slipping, none of that. But as long as you don't, they don't give a fuck about you. Did you know that?
But I got pulled over, if I could tell you this real quick. I got pulled over. I had my little hut with me and shit. I got pulled over like about a month and a half ago. Late night, bitch, you know what I'm saying? She dressed ready to go and shit, you know. I ain't had no problems. He ain't give me no problems, you know what I'm saying? You dig, you know. Of course, I was respectful and shit like that, but no, you know, a lot of niggas bring problems on themselves is what I believe. But go ahead.
Hey bro, because what you saying is what normally happens as long as you being proper. Man, they don't give a fuck about you pimping on no bitch. They don't want you beating that bitch up. They don't want you looking like you get her full of drugs and shit. But what I'm saying is you straight-laced to them, you got damn near pass. That's been my experience. Everywhere I've been. You know, there are places where they are assholes, period, especially if they know you're a pimp. But 9 out of 10 times, you on the track, and that's the pimp squad. They hate you. But just regular popo, see you pulled over with a bitch, look like she been getting it, as long as she ain't tripping, you getting a pass. Not a pass, you might get a ticket, but you know what I'm saying. Hey, man, that was
you
a good
hero.
Shit, brother.
You like their hero, man. You almost like their hero a little bit. You know, you pretty much everybody hero the fact that, you know, you could do what you do and shit. You know what I'm saying? It'd be slick. Hey, but the hate come from love, for real.
Well, it come from envy, not love. But
admiration,
envy.
You're right. Yeah, not love. You're right. You're right.
Okay. All right, bro. Hey, I appreciate you, man. Okay, now. See, my point and what I'm saying, just think of this. One time I drove to the Bay Area and came right back, turn around. It was like 16 hours. I'm telling you, my fucking body was sore as fuck like I was in some sort of football workout. I remember I could do that shit several times in a day if I needed to. So when this little business came up and I had to go, I felt like I could do the turnaround like I've done many times before in the past, but I was feeling that shit the next morning when I did, the next day when I did get up. And, oh, let me tell you, I had back pain and everything. So, of course, I exercised my elbow, which means I grabbed me a shot. And I grabbed me a shot and fucking got some rest. Now, that back pain eventually eased. And I ended up having hella shit to do. And what I'm saying is, there's a shortage of good information on the etiquette that you need to display as a motherfucker with this game, especially pimping. And I got to thinking, that's why my fucking ebook, especially my audio book, Rosebud the American Pimp, Parts 1 and 2, will show you how I use my principles. Because every time something happened and one of my principles was involved with how I solved it, I would highlight it. Rule 1 or whatever, rule 2, or this is how you deal with, however I would highlight it. And I'm telling you, I don't know, you know, what the rules and etiquettes are. I mean, not I don't know. If you don't know what the rules and etiquettes are, then for people in this game, sometimes you got to search for information to clarify things for you. I am with that to an extent. When the wind is blowing a certain direction, it blows confidence your way. Do you wait on that wind? See, that's what I'm talking about, belief. How can things happen if you don't believe they will? For your confidence to grow, you gotta fucking believe there's a way to make it grow. It ain't growing if you don't believe there's a way. Now, if it can benefit from the direction of the wind, so fucking be it. Whatever direction that is, I hope I'm out so I can be exposed to that wind. My confidence is ever evolving because I believe in evolution of the mind. As your mind evolves, so does the benefits of confidence. As my mind evolves, so does the benefit of my confidence. As your mind evolves, so does the benefit of your confidence. Winter is coming, and it'll get cold. And I would love to have someone to cuddle up with. Now, especially on those cold nights, wouldn't you? Well, I'll get me whatever as far as that goes. I know I will. Will you? If you had real confidence, you'd ask yourself, when don't my conversations work? Or what season does my conversation work best? You can't answer that goddamn shit. You are all seasons, motherfucker. Man, my conversation doesn't depend on what month it is. Although I'll be damned if I don't use the weather in my conversation. But the thing about winter, it's life for me. I'm in the winter of my life. And I'm all tucked in with this damn abadabra I was blessed to have. You know, I've had the honor of knowing and displaying this game, you know, with some giants and some peons. I've been on safaris where we did not hunt birds and butterflies or try to find some kind of orchid. No. We hunted lions and tigers and bears. Because all my partners are big game hunters in the jungles of the many tracks were our hunting ground. These days, all my partners are chilling like me. We're not in rocking chairs, but our hair is gray and our pace has slowed down a little. We still say ain't no abadabba like the abadabba cute and OG pimp has. Every aspect of this abadabba is explored in my tools. And you probably don't understand the benefit of that. And that's that. But all my tools are in the store. Everything is going well in my store except my e-books. I guess you motherfuckers don't like to read. Because it surely could not be the cost. They're like all under $9. You know, I got books on my site that once you begin reading them, you're going to see another goddamn side of me. Because whether or not you believe it, I'm a serious author. I do not write about the shit I talk about on these videos. You know, most of the things you know, read from me are about the life I led. None of my books are about my life in the street, except my autobiography. Now, recently, I spoke on my beliefs concerning religion, because I do have a book. I don't know if you know it or not, but I wrote a book on religion and how each of the five major religions use fear tactics to get you on their team. Now, the title of my book is Fears. And that's an acronym for False Evidence Appearing Real Syndrome. It explores how religion works on your fear factor to get you to comply with the rules of the religion. Now, the five major religions of the world are Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, and Christianity. Each of these religions, no matter how they use it, they use fear tactics to entice you or keep you in their flock. Instead of the love of God, or whichever God they have or they service, you know, God's serenity and peace. 678, did you come back?
Yeah, I had called back. I wanted to see. I'm on your website now. I wanted to see, is the $1,500 for all of the tools, or was that just, is that something
different? The $1,500 is for the school and the the school and the course. But man, okay. if you get in there right now, man, you're saving $400 because I'm doing that shit for $1,100. But it's for April's.
Okay.
Semester. What I'm saying is it's like an early registration reduction for you, if that's the case. But my tools, some of them I do supply it through the course, but the rest of them you got to buy, and I, you know, of course, you got a student discount.
Okay, good deal. Okay, thank you, brother.
All right, brother. Okay, so. Why is it that they use these tactics? Read my book. It's called Fears. And see that it's not the religion. It's the money-hungry messengers who have turned religious beliefs into a mockery, if that's the case. Can you believe that religion is responsible for the absolute longest wars in the history of the world? Religion is responsible for the most killing of innocent people in the world. 414, what's going on?
Man, just checking in, OG, listening to the lesson today, and I caught sort of the end of it. And the question, I mean, what to answer your question, why don't they want to read? Because they're lazy. But also, bro, if you did all your books in an audio book format, like you talking about that fear, I would buy that. So you have to, you know, adapt a little bit.
They're in audio form, man. Bad. Well, you know,
well,
I take that back. Three of them in audio form, but the rest are ebooks.
Yep, put them all in.
I meant to say, ebooks. You like audio books, huh?
The auto, well, that's, and I'm a good reader, but also if you, you're doing your job, the audio books are fantastic. The second thing, I want you to ask me the questions that you did for the, whatever, for the guy that says that he's a pimp or whatever, because your course, we talked about this before, your course isn't for pimps. It's for men being men. And yes, I plan my day out. I challenge myself every day. I have brothers that I'm around every day that challenge me back and forth. We don't talk no lame stuff and all that sucker stuff. People will get, you know, like they said, ribbed on if they start acting like that. And like you said, iron sharpens iron. But like I said,
but bro, you answered all the questions right there.
Yes, sir, I did. But you know, I'm, you know, like I said, OG.
No, I'm
living.
I'm not repetitive. Listen to me. Just listen, please.
Go ahead.
What I'm going to tell you is this about being sharp. When you do what you did, it should be intentional. You know, I want you to ask me all them questions you asked that brother. You know, and then you start listing the shit you do, knowing that you're answering all the questions. And then when I say,
yes,
bro,
sir,
you know, goddamn, I ain't even got to ask you nothing because you hit all the points. Because I'm fucking listening. You supposed to accept that compliment.
Yes,
because
sir.
You did fucking hit all the points. What else is there to say?
Yes, sir. You're right. I'm telling you, man, you sharpening me up. I'm 44 years old. That's the reason.
Well,
what
you getting from here is don't rain on your own parade. You got to know when point is made, and you got to know what's overboard. Because once you start that, they're going to start focusing on what's overboard versus what you said that was correct.
How do I work on that, stopping my brain doing that a lot? Because I am a...
You don't stop your brain. You don't stop your brain from thinking. You don't stop your mind from thinking. What you do is control it. That requires thinking ahead. See, right now, think right up to where you at as far as your thoughts. You got to think ahead of your thoughts. Your thoughts is what you do. But you've thought to do that maybe a minute before. Isn't it not necessarily a minute before? It could be seconds before. It could be 2 hours before. But what I'm saying is you thought to do it, so you're following this plan. And as long as you're following the plan,
sir,
your comfort is going to be there because you're doing what you thought to do. And once you see it working, you'll get excited, and you may do what you're doing, talk yourself out of something you got into, which was what you wanted to get into. But you don't want to miss that you in there because you can talk yourself out of it.
All right. I got that, teacher. Second point, when you're talking about your instincts. Your instincts, when you said that you was riding somewhere and then, you know, you got checks and balances, all men need to sit up and trust your gut sometimes to sit up and turn away and do something else, but stick with who you
are. Man, do you have checks and balances on everything you do, yes or no?
No.
So, listen, it's good to know the things you know. But if you don't use the things you know, then what good is knowing it?
Yes, sir. You're right.
My point is this. I got checks and balances on every fucking thing I do. Why? Because I'm a critical thinker. Because I'm not going to do something without thinking about what results can happen or can I do it better or blah, blah, blah. I'm going to think all that in about the same 1 second it takes you not to think about it. That's because that's how fast we can think if you allow yourself to think. We don't want to think today. What we want to do is have a situation answered by however we can poke our fingers on the computer, you know, and get whatever the computer got. And even if you don't really use the computer like that, you think like that. That's why nobody wants to know. Do you know what the word resource means?
Yes, sir.
What do it mean?
Resources are things around you that you can pick up that help you.
Basically, you got the right answer using the word help, things that help you. But believe me, bro,
yes,
I was earlier in this conversation, not this conversation, but earlier in this video, I was talking about resources. There's a lot of people that don't know what the fuck resources are. They think they know, and they go with their thought. But to me, unless you really know what resources mean, how can you have an intelligent conversation about resources? Do you agree with that?
I agree. Hold on.
Okay, but listen. What I'm saying is, what I have a problem with is that people will hear a word, like somebody called earlier talking about an aura, and what they was talking about was using an aura. You cannot use an aura. You either have it or you don't.
Or you don't.
But what I'm saying is people don't care. They are talking about it, talking about using it, and I wanted to, when I went in here to use my aura. Man, you can't do that. But that's because the motherfucker don't even know what the word aura means. He's just talking about what man?
No, not to talk over you, OG. Some people are not as sharp as you when it comes to that, brother.
Bro,
that's why
no,
you were educated.
No. All you motherfuckers are lazy. You don't want to do shit that requires any effort on your behalf. It takes effort to look up what aura really is or what resources really mean.
Yes,
but
sir.
No, you don't want to put that effort. You want somebody to tell you. So you will call in with this fantastic question about aura. When I answer it and say whatever, you're going to have a whole bunch of more questions because you don't know what the fuck aura is. If you knew what it was and you asked a question about it and the question was answered, since you was asking about an aura, and the question was answered as far as what you asked, you would be fine. But that don't happen on this show. Everybody got more questions because they don't know what they're
that's
asking.
That's why you got to check them. And that's why
I
you
do.
Check them and you, I know you do. And that's why I called in. And it was like, okay, like I said, Elder, you sharpened me up on a whole lot of ways, but it was God for me to listen to and just sit back and listen for a second because
okay,
goddamn,
because you know I know who you are.
Oh shit! Okay, listen, man, I'm baking and I'm sitting up talking to you, man. This Kush is hitting me. So, hey, man, big ups to you. I'm gonna continue to listen to you and make that audio book for the fear, and I'll buy it. Like I said.
I really got fears on audio. I just, you know, it's not complete to me. But we might work something out, man. Just hit me. Okay, you guys. Now listen. You know, I get to talking to people that call me. And I know I run my mouth a lot. I can't help it. What I'm saying is, you might not like the reads because it can't be the cost. You know, you'll see a different side of me. You'll see an author. I don't write about pimping. I write about real subjects. I wrote a book on religion, which is fears. You know, and it explores how the five major religions do what they do to get you to fuck with them. I wrote another book about Invention Man. Invention Man is a young black genius that didn't really know he was a genius. And, of course, pharmaceutical companies harnessed his fucking genius and used it for manipulation, as far as using it to get this guy to research a dangerous drug without telling him anything about it. This stuff is real shit. I'm saying motherfuckers are living. Motherfuckers are doing their goddamn thing. You know, it's been, you might not believe this, but it's been over 25 years or at least 20 years that American Pimp has been out, you know, and since then, I guess, you know, we lost Mel Taylor, and we lost that youngster out of, you know, New York. You know, Danny Brown was, you know, kind of ill the last time I seen him, but he's still alive and kicking. Magic One, you know, that motherfucker doing this goddamn thing, you know, and Fillmore Slim, he been playing all the goddamn blues festivals, and I think, you know, Fillmore, I'm sorry, but I know you close to 90, if not over 90. You know, Shantae raising Kane here in Vegas. You know, we all know what the fuck I'm doing. You know, Sir Captain is down south with Land Mobile, but I did hear that he was ill. I hope he gets better. Charm, I heard he passed. You know, and one of the motherfuckers, and I ain't gonna mention his name, just in case the shit ain't true, but supposedly he's a fugitive from the law. And Andre Taylor, that nigga doing this thing with daily blasts of positive messages. And Brad, you know, because I knew Brad's dad, and Brad and his dad both was in them streets. So I don't really know about Brad, you know, because I ain't heard too much. Kenny Red, he's been on the road. Motherfucker looked like Hercules when you seen him. But you know he recently passed. May he rest in peace. So whoever I miss, my bad. But as you can see, this 20-plus years has served us well. And I'm going to try to team up, and we're going to try to bring this shit together as many as we can just to celebrate that documentary's impact. It had a big impact on a lot of people as far as the lifestyle known as this Abba-Dabba. Dudes in the Abba-Dabba today are so off point. For some reason, all of them goddamn interpreted this shit to represent Scarface, or Scarface represents it, or that fool from New York City, Bumpy, or whoever. You know, gangster shit. Gangster shit is for gangsters. It has no place in this fucking Abba-Dabba we live. And I know you all gonna say I'm soft and couldn't make it in today's streets. I couldn't make it now for one reason. I'm too old. But if I was a youthful motherfucker, my mentality would be the same as it is now, and I would do what I need to do whenever you motherfuckers got to fucking with me. You know, I miss some young motherfuckers that got their shit together, that know what they're thinking about. You know, I can see they have what it takes. But let me say this. They do have the flavor that I would gravitate to if I was in a town and wanted to meet, you know, some camps. You don't want to know what's funny? Those niggas I meet and any of the niggas up today, when I see them in any pictures, you know, Because we used to take pictures of them and pose and style and just fucking taking a template. You know, you would always see our teeth. Nigga was frowning and smiled like a motherfucker. Today, I look at the pictures of pimps, some of them smooth and booty, you know, and those ones look mad as fuck. My question is, what happened to the joy of a nigga or the joy a nigga got from pimping? I'm a big fan of individualism, but I truly believe most of the motherfuckers on social media are of the herd mentality. And I offer my condolences to all y'all. Sad thoughts. They don't come from most of you who are conscious thinkers. And let's say you call yourself aware. But if the group named itself The Real, whatever, and you joined and found that 95% of the members were not real, what would you do? I can't spend my time or waste my time waiting on you to answer. So I'll just go on. I'll answer it for you. You would hurry and call all your friends and tell them to join. You are so like cattle and sheep. You don't care where you're going. You just want to follow the herd so you don't get lost. The thing is, if the fucking herd ain't going nowhere and you're following them, where the fuck are you going? What's better, to be going nowhere or to be lost? It's really okay for a cow or a goddamn sheep to be that way. But is it the same for a human? You know, I know it's time for, it's the same, if that's the case, for techno humans. They prove it to themselves every day on the social media site. Why not break the chain of silliness you're attached to and start looking for something substantive? I think that's the right way to say it. Substantive. You don't have to be a man without focus or direction. You don't have to be a woman with man doubts. You don't have to be a woman full of self-pity. None of us must do anything except follow our dreams. What are you dreaming about? Creative people, most times, don't know they're creative until something awakens that creativity. And when it does happen, the gates are open and your mind is fertile with all kinds of ideas. You better think of that and get with it. I'm out.